Did you know that anticipating something can be a way to boost your happiness level? I mean, they've done studies, and apparently the anticipation of a pleasant event in your life can make you feel happier. That studies show that just anticipating something can almost be as good as it happening, right? It's one study said that anticipation of a pleasurable event seems to activate neural systems that are also engaged while actually experiencing the enjoyable event. Wow. You can just think about it, right? Which kind of explains a couple of things, right? It's like when you're going on vacation and you know it's going to be a really great vacation. It's like for several weeks leading up to vacation, nothing can make you upset. You're going on vacation, right? You're going to have a baby, and there are pains, and there's stuff going on, but you're like, oh, no, I'm going to get to the end. This will be over. This baby will come. Or what about the excitement of just anticipating ketchup coming out of the bottle? Do you remember this commercial from a few years ago? The taste that's worth the wait. Even in the 70s, they understood this concept, right? Anticipation. Anticipation says something is worth the wait. And I think that's what Jesus was talking about in that passage of scripture that Pastor Nicole just read. It's during the last week of his ministry here on earth that they've already had Palm Sunday and all the celebration. And now this is going to be a hard week in the life of Jesus. Before this week is over, he's going to be arrested. He's going to be beaten. He's going to have a crown of thorns pressed down on his head. He's going to be whipped. He's going to be hung on a cross, crucified. Before this week is over, he's going to die a cruel, difficult death. He's going to be taken off that cross when he's dead. And he's going to be put into a tomb for 3 days. But then on Sunday morning, he's going to be raised to new life again. Resurrection power overtakes him, and he's gonna bust out of that grave that they put him in. And he's going to, in a few weeks after that, ascend into heaven. And then after that, God's going to send his Holy Spirit to live inside you and me. I mean, some really incredible things are going to happen. And so as he's been telling them these things, and he's telling them these things in chapter 21, he's sharing this stuff, and they're wanting to know, how are we going to know when this happens? How are we going to know you're coming back? How are we going to be able to anticipate your coming? How are we going to be able to anticipate you coming to set everything right, to make everything right? How could we know for sure? How can we anticipate? How can we hope for it? And so Jesus started telling them some really scary, horrible stuff. I mean, just in the passage that we just read, Jesus said, you can anticipate my coming when you see strange signs in the sky, which can be kind of scary, or when you see nations in turmoil, or when you see big environmental dangers in the world and changes in the world, when people are terrified at what they see on the news, then you can anticipate my coming. Those are signs that when you see them, just like when a tree in the spring begins to bloom leaves and everything, you can know summer's coming. You can know some good things are happening. You anticipate it. You hope for it. Well, when you see all this stuff, you can know that I'm coming. Here's the thing. I don't like the signs that Jesus gave. I mean, you mean I have to go through horrible stuff before you come again? I mean, I don't like that. I'm not wired that way. I subscribe to the theory that a lot of us do, right? That the best way to go in life, the best way to be happy is to avoid difficulty, right? I don't want to go through tough stuff. That's what makes me happy. And if I got to go through all of these terrible things, but the reality is, and you know this as well, right, in life, sometimes we have to go through difficulty in order to embrace something wonderful. Think about the metamorphosis of a caterpillar. I mean, think about what a caterpillar's got to go through to get to become a beautiful butterfly, right? They stop eating. That's really rough. And then they get this ugly cocoon that encases them, and then they usually hang upside down on a tree. They are vulnerable to weather and to other insects and predators and everything, and they're hanging out there. And then finally they come bursting out to become this beautiful butterfly. Sometimes you got to go through hardship but it's an indication that something better is coming. Anticipation. How many of you are friends with Sean Snavely on Facebook? Every minute? Okay. Then you've probably seen this. We all had this horrible snow last weekend, right? This blizzard and everything else. And so all of us, we're lamenting how miserable we are, but not the Snavelys. No. No, they love the beach. They love their boat. They love to go to the lake. And so they saw this first snow as being an indication that they are one step closer to spring, which leads to summer, and them being able to be back in the boat and on the beach. And so while we, to anticipate it, there is anticipation in their house that while we're all mourning, while we mourn the cold snow, Madison and Libby put on their swimsuits, and they went out and to make snow angel. Well, Libby didn't make it all the way, and Sean did pay them. So, although I heard Libby didn't get paid, but well, here's the video. I want to show this to you.
Right. Yeah, you have to stand with me the whole time.
Are you ready?
This is stupid. I don't want to do this. Okay, ready?
It's not a cup.
I'm not doing that. Don't blame your dad. I got it from WikiLeaks. I have Russian hackers working for me. That's anticipation. Sometimes. Now listen, they inspired Matthew Chenoweth to go do the same thing, but he did it without his shirt, and there are decency rules, so we can't show that. But anyway, sometimes you go through hardship, but it's an indication that something better is coming. Anticipation. Our kids did a great job this morning, but you know what? Our kids are going to become adults one day, and they will go through a metamorphosis, right? And that metamorphosis is called being a teenager. And so when you're a teenager, our teens are in the process of becoming adults. And, you know, and as you're a kid and then you become a teenager, you start to transition to being adults, lots of things happen, right? So your hormones get all messy with you and you get acne. It, you know, and I hated that I had a bad acne problem because my hormones, and so, you know, that's terrible. Your body starts to grow hair in places. It's like you get hair in your armpits. You know what I mean? It's like scary. And then, you know, if you're a guy, your voice may start to change. And while it's changing, you get all these kind of squeaks and everything and noises you're making that you don't know where they come from, and your body's changing, so your sweat glands develop, so you learn what the meaning of deodorant is, right, whenever you're, because you don't worry about that with little kids, but in teens, because you're transitioning, you're in this metamorphosis, this change, and you know it's worth it, right? You're looking forward to being an adult. You're looking forward to, you know, when you go have your own house and your own apartment, you can stay out as late as you want, you can stay up and play video games as long as you want, you know, you can go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night if you want. You know what I mean? You can get a credit card. You can rent a car. You can, there's all kinds of things you can do, right? So the metamorphosis of changing from a child into an adult, those teen years, we go through it. My daughter, she's been pregnant for the last 9 months. And you moms, if you've had a baby, you know how it is, right? That third trimester rolls around and it's miserable. She's tired of not being able to sleep in a normal position. She was tired of wearing the same maternity clothes over and over. She was tired of not seeing her feet. And I said, welcome to the club, you know. So it's like, but you get tired, you know. But here's the thing, my daughter, she was like, she knows having a baby hurts. Hurts to have a baby. Matter of fact, I don't have the courage to have a baby. So it's good he put it in Luann. But it hurts to have a baby, and she wasn't looking forward to that, right? I remember when Luann didn't have an epidural back in those days. They didn't do that kind of thing as much. They discouraged it. So I remember the pain was so hard at one point with one of our kids. She grabbed me by the collar, pulled me down to her face, and said, just shoot me. We probably shouldn't have told Brianna that story, but you know what made Brianna hang on? It's like, it's going to be holding that baby. I know there'll be pain. I know it'll be hard. I know it'll be difficult. But it's okay. I can make it because it's going to be worth it all to hold that baby. Sometimes you go through hardship, but it's an indication that something better is coming. Anticipate something good is coming, I think is what Jesus wanted us to know. Even though it gets hard, and even though things are difficult, anticipate, because you know what? That's what hope is. Hope is anticipating something good is coming, no matter how much it hurts now. And I think he was saying to them, he said, look, it's going to get harder before it gets better. But when you experience the hardship, when you see the scary things happening, listen, when your comfort is challenged, listen, it's an indication something better's coming. Rather than dread all the hard times and all the hard situations, let them remind you that you are one step closer to me doing something amazing. Anticipate something good. Have hope. And that's why Jesus in that passage went on to say, he said, don't let your hearts be dulled by the worries of life. Don't let your hearts be unaware of what's happening. Don't let your attention be on something else, because I don't want you to miss this. So many missed his first coming. He doesn't want us to miss his second. When bad things happen, when hardship comes, anticipate that you're that much closer to me coming back. And it will cause happiness in your life. Let it be a strength. Let it help you endure. Let it help you get through. Let it help you continue to move forward. Because when I come, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Because when I come, I will set everything right. Every wrong, every injustice, I will set it right when I come back. I will heal every hurt. I will change every sorrow into joy. And when you go through the difficult places, rather than be in despair, anticipate my coming and be filled with hope, because it means I'm going to come very soon. Don't let discouragement fill your heart. Hang in there. Because it's going to be worth it all when you get on the other side. So you know what? If he was here today, Libby, he would say, in the midst of your mess, do snow angels. He would say to you and I that when you're in the midst of an ugly cocoon, remember that soon you're going to break out and be a beautiful butterfly. It's worth the embarrassment of body odor and underarm hair to become adult, I promise. It's worth the pain of pregnancy to hold that baby in your arms. Our daughter had her baby Friday. This is Brylin Morrison. Yeah. You. And I can tell you, when she snuggled up in Papa's arms, I can tell you when she snuggled up in her mother's arms for the first time, Brianna said she was worth every pain, every struggle. And I'm telling you that whatever you're going through this morning, I want you to know that Jesus is coming to set everything right. Be filled with hope. Anticipate his coming and know that this world isn't forever, and your struggle's not forever, and your pain's not forever. That on the other side of things, he's going to do something incredible in your life. I believe that for Sid. I believe that for Gina. I believe that for every one of these prayer requests here this morning, that there's something good on the other side. God is going to make everything right. Jesus is coming again. Be filled with hope. Anticipate something good. We used to sing that song, right? It will be worth it all. Sometimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur, and despair, but Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away, and tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Anticipate his return. He's coming back. Be filled with hope this morning. If you're here today and you're not a follower of Jesus, maybe you're feeling like a lot of your life is hopeless. Maybe there's a circumstance that overwhelms you. Oh, this morning, make a decision to follow him, and you'll never be alone in your struggle. You can know the promise of eternal life. You can be filled with hope because you trust in him, that he's going to see you through, that he's got you. When you ask him to let what Jesus did on the cross count for you, to forgive you, you can be filled with hope this morning. If you're a follower of Jesus and you're going through a rough place in your life and you're dealing with something that's really hard to bear, if you're tempted to murmur and despair this morning, maybe you're close to giving up. I want you to know today, hang in there. He's still on the throne. And the hard thing you're going through right now is just a precursor. It's like leaves on a tree. Summer's coming. And he's going to get you through. And there is something better on the other side of this. Paul said it this way, right? We are pressed on every side by troubles, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Hunted down, but never abandoned by God. Knocked out, but not destroyed. Because we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Have hope. Anticipate his coming. Sometimes you go through hardship, but it's only an indication that something better is coming. Anticipate his coming. Be filled with hope. God is on your side. Will you bow your heads with me this morning? Father, thank you for your word this morning. There are those of us in this place today who came full of despair. We got stuff that's too big for us. We don't know how to figure it out, and we don't know what to do with it. And so, God, we come to you this morning, and we need your help. There are those of us today who are not followers of you. And right now, Father, I pray for them. This morning, if you're here, and you say, you know what, God, I am tired of being on my own. I need you to help me. I need to know you're fighting beside me. I need to be following you. Right now, just ask him, say, Lord, I want what Jesus did on the cross to count for me. Forgive me and help me to follow you, to know that, so that I'll never be alone in the midst of anything in life, so that I can have the promise that what's on the other side of this is eternal life. I want to make you my Savior this morning. If you ask him to do that, God will do it. God, we turn from our way and we embrace your way. There may be those of you this morning who are here who are followers of Jesus and you're having a tough time right now. You're discouraged. You feel weak and you feel confused. There may be somebody came in this morning about ready to give up on God. I want you to know this morning, God's not giving up on you. He's not abandoned you, but he's right there beside you. Would you just reach out for him again this morning? Say, God, would you fill me full of hope? I believe today you're coming again. I believe you're going to make everything right. I believe there's healing. I believe, Father, I believe and I trust in you today to meet my needs, to help me with this struggle, to give me the strength, to give me the wisdom to know what to do, to open doors, to close doors. God, this morning, fill my heart full of hope as I anticipate your coming again. I put my trust in you. Oh, God, would you fill every heart today with hope? Would you push out all the despair? And would you fill us with joy and peace? Will you fill us today, Father, with faith that believes that you are here and you are in control and you've got me? No matter how difficult it gets and no matter how hard it is, I know you've got me. And on the other side of all this, you're going to make everything right. I believe that. I trust in that. Father, will you help us to hang in there, to keep believing? Because on the other side, it will be worth it all when we see you. Lord, today we put our trust and our hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want us this morning for our closing song. I asked Pastor Jeremy to lead us in a song. We've sung it here a couple of times. It's one that Building 429 did a few years ago. And the title of the song is Where I Belong. And what it says in the song, this is just some of the words: when the walls come falling down on me and when I'm lost in the current of a raging sea, I have this blessed assurance holding me. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. And the bridge says this: when the earth shakes, I want to be found in you. When the lights fade, I want to be found in you. And this week, as you go out into your world, no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, no matter what difficulty, know today that if you are to be found in him is the greatest thing of all, that he has not abandoned you or left you. You're not home yet, but home's coming. And one day we look forward to that time when we're going to be with him again and everything will be made right. We want to cling to the fact that all I need is Jesus and his assurance that he's holding me. Will you stand this morning? And Pastor Jeremy's going to lead us before we're dismissed. Kids did a great job this morning. If you're a visitor and you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come worship with us again and celebrate this Christmas with us. And we just pray God's blessings on your life today. Let's sing this morning as Pastor Jeremy leads us.